Welcome to All the Therapies.
We're two clinicians who try out different therapeutic practices
so you can find the right type of healing for you.
I'm Abby Crum.
I'm Mona E. Shaker.
And if you're enjoying this podcast, please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Thanks for joining us. Let's jump in now. Hello, Abby.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, I'm really, really excited to hear about your experience trying transpersonal therapy. But before we dive in, what are you curious about this week?
I'm curious about, well, we talked about this in our episode on the self-care retreat, but we stayed at this hotel and they had, instead of like that coffee maker, that weird Keurig that I just never am satisfied with, they had these bags of coffee. And I didn't need coffee at the time, but they were almost like in like tea bags. And so I popped them in my backpack and I was like, someday I'll probably want these. Cause I don't really make coffee at home that often. And so it was like, but if I'm in the mood, I can just pop this in. So I made it, just made with hot water. I was like, it's probably not that good, but it's good enough. But I loved it. I thought this one is called Crew Coffee. Like I think C-R-U maybe. So I was like, this is great. I'm going to order some. So if I ever want a coffee, then I can use those bags. And they were only in Europe. Like, and they weren't too expensive. So I was like, fine. And then I like put it in my cart and it was like $30 shipping. And I was like, no, okay, like, that's not going to work. So I found an Amazon replacement, which is like fine, but it's not as good as the Crew Coffee. So if anyone knows where you can get Crew Coffee stateside, I would love to know that.
That'd be a great
tip. Another brand, you know, of teabag coffee. I didn't know this was a thing, but I'm trying not to do like a ton of coffee, but sometimes I just like that taste.
Yeah. What a cool idea. I'm surprised actually that hasn't happened before, because the closest that I could think of is that like instant coffee that like crystallizes and dissolves.
That like grounds, right. Exactly. And like when I was looking on Amazon, like the people that reviewed the one I ended up getting were all hikers, right? You know, so, right. It's a good invention. I mean, I think if you could perfect it, you'd have a gold mine on your hands. So yeah.
There you
please
go.
Please do it. Send me some. Okay. Sponsor of the show. Okay. What are you curious about?
Sure. So I was hanging out with parents with their child, and I don't know how old the kid was, but I think they were like maybe 8 or 9. Anyways, this kid was really awesome. They were like an only child and could kind of like hang with like a group of adults in conversation. It was actually really cool to see. Very confident, very self-assured. And the mom at one point was like, okay, kid, I'm not going to say their name, obviously, on the podcast, but like, okay, kid, this is your AMA moment. Ask me anything. You could ask me or any other adult around this table any questions. Nothing's off the table. That was such a cool, and so the kid asked about death, which was like, I love that.
Yeah.
And the mom answered really honestly about where she thinks what happens after we die. And then everybody around the table got to share sort of what they think might happen. And then they asked the kid, like, what do you think happens? And then the kid kind of like ran in their imagination. And it was so interesting. I mean, the child brain is so, the child was like, oh, well, if death will be the opposite of life. And so they just said everything would be reversed, which was really hilarious. Like, you know, instead of swimming in a pool, the pool will be upside down. Like it was just this whole upside down.
Wow, the upside down. So basically describe Stranger Things.
Yeah. But in like in fun details.
Yes.
But I think I'm curious about like one, like what a cool parent and parenting tricks. And like, I'm just thinking about my own childhood of like, there was definitely things that were off topic that you could not ask. And so, and I think especially like death, I would just like gripped with fear that I thought like, you know, I'd be abandoned or like, do you know what I mean? Like that was like a big, big fear. Totally. And like, what a cool, like, what if, you know, that's what I'm curious about. Like, what if we sort of got that type of parenting of like, you get to ask me anything, nothing's off the table.
Totally.
Like, so cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Can take that idea.
Yeah, I know. There you go. Parents, future parents. Well, I'm really stoked. So I'll be honest. Transpersonal therapy sounds familiar, but I actually don't know anything about it. Can we start there of like what it is and what got you interested in that modality?
Yeah. So it's really like a holistic form of therapy that includes, again, the spiritual element. And so it's really looking at the emotional, the mental, but also the spiritual and kind of like, and what this practitioner described to me, Shanna, is that psychology, when you look at the etymology of that word, it really means the study of the soul. And I was looking it up and I was like, that's really cool. The way it's like described on Google, it's like, yes, soul or mind or mental or like, you know, it really like Google doesn't want to be too specific about it. And so you can see where people are like, oh no, it's just the study of the mind or the study of the brain, you know? But like, really, I do think the root of that word, psyche from Greek origins, is soul. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's something really cool about that. And I am interested in this like kind of other dimension of life, like the purpose and meaning and, you know, like the mystery of it all. And so the reason I wanted to do this is my specialization started out, there was a specialization called spiritual in-depth therapy. And I started there, which is interesting because I probably wasn't even as into the spiritual stuff as I am now, but I didn't love it when I was in that specialization. So I moved to the general specialization, just like marriage and family therapy. That's the thing. I think there are some people that practice in this way that I find somewhat off-putting. And then there's some people like Shanna was amazing. Like Shanna's exact, I was like, I'm putting it out. I need like a Shanna, you know what I mean? Mm. So this ended up being like a really good session for me and something I really needed.
Cool. Can you actually, I want to hear more about that. Like the, cause I do agree with like the spirituality is kind of like a mixed bag. You kind of hear that be approached in mental health in like very different ways. So can you tell me actually about like what usually feels off-putting about it and then what felt kind of like helpful with the transpersonal therapy?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, sometimes it's like, there can be like an arrogance or an all-knowing, you know, and like, I found a little bit of that with this, like, you know, it's all interpretive. So it's like my interpretation is correct or something. So there's can be like kind of this like this kind of like arrogance. And then I think there can be also this, I think when people put things on you, you know what I mean? Like, oh, this is spiritual or like, this is actually a spiritual problem. You know, if you're not really thinking of it that way versus, and this is what I found in this session, it's like, more just like, what do you need? Talking like, I like the idea of like a higher self. I like the idea of, you know, connecting to something bigger than yourself. And again, I have a history of working in, so I've never had an addiction, but I worked in addiction treatment. And so I learned a lot about AA. I was like working with my clients as they were working on their steps, you know? And so this idea, it seemed like also finding like that higher power, that thing bigger than yourself, was really helpful to people, not in a way where it's crammed down your throat. So I think in the same way, like of course people are going to be off-put if it's crammed down your throat or like, oh, you just don't see it, but clearly God did this for you or whatever. You're like, that's going to be annoying. Of course you're going to resist that. Mm. But it's just like, and I try and kind of open it up as like values and like, you know, kind of like, what is this mystery and dimension of your life? We can't totally ignore it because we can't say life is totally devoid of this, you know, again, just because it's not so clear. And that's where I'm at with it. So I felt Shanna did a really good job of inviting what I needed in.
Oh, interesting. Okay, cool. How did Shanna really frame the session? And how does it feel different from like traditional sort of talk therapy?
So she actually did really start with this kind of wheel of like, and I can't remember every spoke on it, but it was like the emotional, the like physical, like how's your body feeling? How's your, maybe the social, I'm just guessing, but it was probably like all the elements of life that we think of. And one was the spiritual. And I think we ended up there just because, so I went in there with a big decision I needed to make with my husband. And I was really on the fence. My husband wasn't really had too strong of a stake. Like, I think he was willing to go either way. So I really felt like I wanted to figure out what's the right decision. And so I think I knew all the logistics. I knew all the details, you know, it wasn't really, you know, and I wasn't like losing sleep or something, you know, there wasn't like a physical issue, but it really did feel like this isn't a right or wrong thing, you know? So what is your higher self really? I don't know if she used that term, but there were a few things she said that like, and it did like resonate with me. Like she was like, I sense anxiety. Like I liked her just calling that out. She's like, about this decision. So why don't you just take a deep breath kind of go inside. It's the way I practice. I think going internal is so, like, not that talking about what's internal, but literally closing your eyes and like what is observing what's happening on the inside, right? And so just kind of closing my eyes, taking a deep breath. And her questions just really guided me to like, what do you need right now? So she, you know, I liked the way she was kind of just framing it, less so from a conversational standpoint and more like internally, you know, what can you sense? And so that really helped because I was like coming up with all the rational reasons for like one way over the other. And then it was like, what do I really need? And that made it a lot clearer already. And that was like the first like 10 minutes of the session was just like, you know, I think I need to slow down. Well, one of the parts of the decision was like, should I like do this immediately or like in a few months, right? So like already was like, I kind of know I need to take time, but this will happen, but that, but I might miss this, but am I just being fearful, right? So then that all popped in and she was able to be like, but what do you need, right? Mm. More time. Okay, so I come back to it, right? The rest is just fears. Like I kind of already knew enough about myself that I needed more time, you know?
Mm. Interesting. So it sounds like she did a lot of work kind of connecting back to yourself.
Yes.
Like, especially with anxiety, right? It's so easy to get kind of swept up and lost in the logistics of a decision, especially. And especially if there's other people involved, right? That you kind of, you go to every single like option and see yes. why it's pro or con. But like, I like that of just like kind of closing your eyes and going internally and just getting sort of like, it almost feels like an intuitive response of what do you yes. think you need and getting in touch yes. with your needs. That's really cool. Yeah.
And I really like that. I feel like the transpersonal comes from these more. So I do think I like the interpretive therapies. And what I mean by that is, you know, I hate to say it because like, I guess it's the father of modern psychology, like Freud, you know, it's like, this was like really talking about the unconscious and interpreting. And there's a lot of pros to that. There are things we use from Freud today, obviously, like the concepts of denial and defenses is all Freud. But A, there was lots of healing going on before Freud, like Freud didn't invent healing. And there was just lots of problems and like his interpretation essentially of everything through this sexual or psychosexual lens or death drive. Like, I don't know if that's all totally accurate, right? So that was his lens of looking through it. So I don't think everything he said is, you know, touched with gold and infallible. So that's why people moved away from these interpretive therapies. But I do like a little bit of interpretation. And she framed it, which just means like, here's what I think is going on. You know, if I give an interpretation, it's like, if I'm like, this seems like it's about your mom, you know, and like, you know, or something like that. And so sometimes I think in an effort to let clients come to their own conclusions, definitely want to do that. But we've moved so far away that sometimes I like, you know, what are you getting? What's your sense about it? Just based on maybe your intuition or what you're reading. So all that to say, she was really careful not to. But I was like, no, I can see you're thinking something and I want to know what you're thinking. And so I kind of invited that in more. And she said something like, you and your husband seem like freer spirits than this, and this decision is killing your spirits. And I was like, for me, that was super helpful. Mm. That might be too much for somebody else, but it was like spot on. Like I did feel like trying to rush this decision or make it happen was, you know, I don't feel like we were in like spirit death, but I mean, it was like making things darker and harder and, you know, taking the light out of the situation. And so I really resonated with that. So I really appreciated that was an interpretation and I kind of wanted that, right? So I liked kind of going back to that interpretive stance too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that you said that you invited that. And I think that's helpful for folks who are currently in therapy. Just a reminder that that is your session. And if you feel like you need something in a moment, I think your therapist would be very glad to hear it, especially if you feel like there's a need that you need to be met in session. That's reasonable. I think that's a really, really, really powerful thing to do. So I'm glad that you did that. And I think that's really cool for folks to hear as well. So for the transpersonal therapy, I'm still like trying to figure out like what is there like specific tools that she uses, or is it more like a framework or like way of understanding the world?
And it's hard to say because I'm not trained and I know, you know, she has tons of training in this. So we'll definitely get to that in the interview, I think. But the way I understand it is it really is just more of a framework of thinking and maybe a set of theories that invite this kind of holistic, that's the word I keep seeing even when I was looking it up, is like holistic, humanistic, but kind of allowing for these things that are, again, lesser, not so scientific based, right? And again, we have to remember science is really just like a hypothesis and a theory, you know what I mean? And like testing that out. So, I mean, we can all also use our own experience for that, but it's not scientific in the way that, again, this is a personal experience. So just saying things like spirit, you know, is even like might be in that transpersonal where in CBT, maybe you go there, but maybe not. Again, it's all these things end up blending together. Like there's probably someone who does spirit-based CBT and, you know, anything.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, going back to what you said earlier, holistic meaning like, right, it's not just the spiritual, but it's, you know, the interpersonal, the physical, right? Like all these aspects that kind of make up that you as a person. So when she presented you with that wheel, did you go through each one by one?
We kind of did it quickly because it was kind of like, I think we could both see that like, okay, it's really out of this circle. It's there. You know what I mean? So maybe because I'm a therapist, you know, maybe it would have been helpful if I wasn't so familiar or not so clear on what aspect of my life was needing help. I'm sure she would have done more of like an assessment and like, you know, explaining each spoke.
Got it. Okay, cool. So it sounds like you got a lot out of the session. And again, right, we only try like one, two max sessions of a full modality. So we're really just getting a very small sort of snapshot, like a idea of what this session is like. But it sounds like you got a lot out of it, like especially with the...
I did. And this really goes back to like something that's really important to know. There's some study, and I'm sure you know, every therapist has taught about it, that, you know, regardless of modality, the thing that's the most effective in therapy is the relationship. Mm-hmm. And so what I think makes a really good therapist is someone who picks a modality that speaks to them, that they continue to love learning about and training in. And so I think it could also be just that like Shanna's a really good fit for me, just in the way who she is, you know, the way she approached the session, what she was able to kind of sense about me. So that was like a big part of it too, which again is hard to like categorize, but I mean, that is part of the therapy.
Yeah, definitely. And that's it. I like the way that you said that, right? Of that research shows that it's the relationship between the therapist and the client, right? Like knowing that you could go to them, that you feel comfortable with them and that you have shared goals. I remember that being one thing. Or an understanding of the goals. But also, right, if the transpersonal therapy, like if that speaks to one therapist and that's their framework, they're going to be attracting clients who want that full, like the spiritual, the physical, the emotional, right? They want somebody who has that framework to capture all of those things.
Yeah.
And that's like good to think about when you think about like a good fit of a person. And it sounds like that worked for you. Like you want sort of that holistic point of view. So yeah, what anything else that stuck out to you during the session or any after effects?
I think the only other thing, and like, I think I didn't realize I needed this kind of reassurance, but you know, I was just like, what if like the wrong decision, again, I was getting into right or wrong, but the quote unquote wrong decision, like what if it like, you know, messes with my relationship or something? And she was like, I hear that the foundation is there. And we have to remember, and she kind of made this metaphor of a tree, and just what I was able to tell her, like, you know, because there is a foundation there that I think was clear. It's like when we have that relationship, we kind of have different branches. You know, when you have kids, that's one branch. When you get married, that's another branch. When you move in together, that's another branch. So when you're existing on these branches, they feel like whole separate lives, you know, but really the foundation is the roots that you've already created in that tree. And because of what I was able to tell her, and, you know, it's like, I've done that foundational work. So it's very rare for us. So maybe one branch gets a little rotten or falls off or, you know, is like, but it doesn't really mean that you're starting from scratch. And even though I knew that on some level, like it was very reassuring for me to hear that. A branch that just, okay, that we tried that and like that wasn't a great branch. I don't know. We're not going to like hang out there, or we need to trim that branch or whatever, you know, or it grows into something really beautiful. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, but that we have many chances and many experiences within a relationship, but that's not the root, you know, one decision or one aspect of, you know, your life together isn't going to, you know, ruin the whole tree.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It sounds like a lot of the framework is that zoom out. Again, it's not just like hyper-focusing on the problem, but again, the zoom out, like how are you in relation to your husband and remembering that you have, you know, this foundation, remembering there's so much more going on. Because I think that's what anxiety does. Mm-hmm. We get hyper-focused on the problem. Whenever we hyper-focus on something, we feed it all of our energy because our attention is so powerful. And then it feels like that's the one thing and it's a make or break. And that's why a lot of that, it's really helpful to do the zoom out. And it sounds like she did that a lot throughout the session of like zooming out. Okay, what does this really matter? And then zooming in internally, which is really cool. Of like, what is that sort of like, what are your needs in that moment?
What can you really sense about yourself, you know? Mm. And so I think that was really helpful. Yeah, I think that is really what I needed in that moment. So it was just really cool because I just go, you know, we schedule these things as needed and where we have gap in our schedule. So I'm often bringing to session just what's going on, you know, in that day or something. But it was like actually one of those times where it was like this lined up perfectly because I think I was just getting, you know, bogged down by this decision and it really helped to do that process.
Very cool. I love that. Good to know. Cool. Anything else you think would be interesting to share? Anything for good things for people to know who are possibly considering this type of modality?
I think you said it well that like it's probably going to attract the type of people it's right for. You know, there's going to be people that read holistic, like, okay, boo, where's the like science brain-based, you know, like whatever. And that's fine. You know what I mean? Like there are those modalities. So I think it's one of those things if you're, again, I always think if you're like drawn to it or like, I wonder what it'd be like, that's always a sign maybe to go try it out and see what it's like. I always, you know, sometimes if I'm full or, you know, so a potential client calls and I can't take them on, but I try and guide them through the process. It's so frustrating and people don't know where to start. And so I say, you know, you pick the three people you like their profiles, but make that consultation call and talk to them because the one you like talking to the most, you're not the one with the most, you know, necessarily the biggest pedigree or, you know, took the most trainings or, you know, it's like really the person you are like, yes, I could like open up to this person and talk to this person. I think that's the most important piece. And so I say make three consultation calls and just see that's going to be the biggest part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Feel out their vibe and ask all those questions, right? If you see like a modality like transpersonal therapy, ask them, how do they use that? What does that mean exactly? Yeah,
exactly.
And see if it lines up with the vibe. And then I love that, right? If you just enjoy talking to them, I think that's really huge, right? Because like the whole point is you want to, you know, you want to talk to somebody that you feel honest about and you could share things that maybe bring up a lot of shame or embarrassment, you know, something that you don't have to kind of worry about, like, oh, are they judging me? Like, you know, a good fit, something that you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, that's totally.
So helpful. Cool. So, yeah. Awesome. Well, I can't wait to interview the practitioner. I'd love to hear more, especially how she interprets sort of the way she practices transpersonal therapy.
Me too. Well, I'm really excited for that interview and I will see you there.
See you there. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks again for joining us.
Check out our show notes to learn more about this episode and to find all the ways to follow us.
And remember, if you're curious, try it.